At the start of August, a number of community leaders tried to get children and women out of the village, but we had reports that they couldn't get out, and even up to 30 people were killed in the attempt. That's 30 civilians killed. So it's under an intense pressure. The situation, and this is a minority community that lives in the town of Amalia, mostly Turkoman Shiites, they are running short on food. Their water availability is very low because they rely on power to pump water and there is no power. Medical facilities and basic medical items are lacking. The community is in crisis. We're hearing reports of at least two women have died in childbirth because they couldn't be got to any proper medical facility. And the fact that this armed group is threatening to kill the community is just a major crisis in this situation.
What are you trying to do to try to reach these people with some help?
The Iraqi authorities have requested the assistance of the United Nations mission to try to get the siege of the town of Amalie lifted. And they've also asked the United Nations humanitarian agencies to prepare urgent supplies and try to get those supplies to these 15 to 20,000 people. And again, many, many children among these people. The United Nations has mobilized humanitarian assistance, but we cannot get access to this area by road. This is an area that's controlled by the armed groups.
In the affected areas, what are the most urgent needs right now that the UN is trying to respond to?
Let me paint a picture for your audience about what's happened in Iraq this year so far in humanitarian terms. Since January this year, 1.2 million Iraqis have been displaced from their homes due to attacks, threats, and fighting. We saw in the Anbar region a major displacement of hundreds of thousands of people earlier in the year. We also see continuing displacements because of ongoing fighting in that area. In June, when this so-called Islamic State group and other armed groups took the major city of Mosul, 650,000 people fled for their lives. And then at the beginning of August, when we saw this IS group advancing on Sinjar district, another 200,000 people fled directly into the Kurdish northern region. This is where we saw the drama of those at least 50,000 people, we believe, escaped to the top of Mount Sinjar, and where they were besieged until a security situation could be created and they got safe passage down the north side of the mountain, where many crossed into Syria and made their way back into Iraq. Right now, the urgent critical need, in addition to protecting vulnerable communities like the people of Amalie, is feeding the hundreds of thousands of people who are displaced every day, making sure they have enough water, making sure they have shelter, making sure they have urgent medical assistance, and making sure that they don't have an outbreak of infectious diseases and things because they don't have sufficient water and sanitation measures and immunization.
And what is the United Nations trying to do right now to provide some sort of protection to the civilians affected by this crisis and this conflict?
The United Nations in Iraq is not a peacekeeping mission. It doesn't have soldiers. So we can't provide physical protection. But we can, for example, when we have a situation like Amalie, when we had a situation like the mountain of Sinjar, we can try to tell the world the urgency of the situation. We work with the Iraqi authorities and here in the north with the Kurdish regional authorities to do everything we can to coordinate information to make sure people know where people are at risk so that the right actions can be taken to try to make sure they're protected.
With these huge needs, what are the main challenges you're facing right now?
Well, first of all, the security situation, because humanitarian workers cannot get access to many areas of Iraq in order to deliver aid. Today is World Humanitarian Day, and the focus of our day is protecting humanitarian workers. Too many humanitarian workers die in conflict zones, and we cannot enter these conflict zones in the situation in Iraq today. And that means millions of people don't get the aid that they need around the world, and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are having a difficulty getting the aid we need to deliver to them, number one. Number two, the rapid unraveling of the humanitarian situation. In June, 650,000 people. In August, another 200,000 people. The security situation is still unstable and more could be displaced. So we need to urgently make sure we have the conditions for them to survive. And secondly, we need to stabilize that situation so that we can bring consistent services, because many of these people, they can't go home soon.